Thank you, Ian. We end our news stories with another Anglia Square scheme rejected. Delays to reopening of Norwich Castle and a dramatic plea from Norfolk Hospitals.
The long-awaited reopening of Norwich Castle's keep after a major multi-million pound revamp has been delayed by a year. And museum bosses have had to get an extra 1.4 million from lottery chiefs to help cover rising construction costs for the facelift for the city's landmark 900-year-old keep. When working on the 13.5 million National Heritage Lottery funded Royal Palace Reborn project got underway in 2020, the ambition was for the New Look Museum to open next spring. But Norfolk Museum Service chiefs have confirmed the keep revamp is unlikely to be completed until September next year, with the full reopening of the revamped museum pushed back to Easter 2024. And Dr. Robin Hanley, Assistant Head of Museums, said extra money, 1.37 million, had been obtained from the National Heritage Lottery Fund to help cover increased construction costs. A major element of the work on the keep is to install about 200 tonnes of steel to provide walkways and floors. The availability of steel and other construction materials has been hit by supply chain issues, which worsened further after Russia invaded Ukraine. The impacts of COVID and discoveries during work has contributed to the delay. Dr. Hanley told a committee of councillors, "We are looking at the main entrance, shops and cafe areas back with us for Easter next year, and we're expecting construction works to be completed in September next year on the main keep itself. Realistically, we're looking at soft openings at the beginning of 2024 and all the bells and whistles for Easter 2024. The ambitious project, which museum bosses hope will attract 100,000 more visitors to the castle each year, is recreating the keep's original 12th century layout. Parts of the museum, including the keep, have been off-limits to the public during the work."
A woman has found a crisp packet dating from 1977 on the beach at Hemsby. Hannah Yeldham, who is a seal warden and regular litter picker, found the packet of Smith's ready salted crisps just as platinum celebrations were in full swing. She said it was timely, given that it dated back to the Queen's Silver Jubilee, and also chimed with the platinum festivities and their focus on the environment.
Norfolk Hospitals have issued a dramatic plea for families to collect patients and care for them at home amid extreme pressures on emergency departments. All three of the county's hospitals have moved to their highest level of alert as staff struggle to admit new patients. The crisis means ambulances are having to queue up to hand over patients to hospital staff, with delays of up to 4 hours reported. Professor Erica Denton, medical director at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, told BBC Radio in Norfolk that families could help ease the pressures by taking relatives home. "Our hospital and neighbouring hospitals are experiencing extremely high levels of emergency demand following the bank holiday period," she said. "We are now on the highest state of alert and are working to do everything possible to discharge everyone we can who no longer needs a hospital bed. If you have a loved one or neighbour who is in hospital and you could possibly help by looking after them a little bit to get them home, please can you do so? That could mean helping with some meals, having a relative to stay with you a few nights. This would make a significant difference to us." A meeting of the hospital's board of directors heard from Chief Executive Sam Higginson that it had 124 patients who were ready to leave the hospital but could not be discharged, known as patients without criteria to reside. "The high level of demand is being experienced at hospitals across Norfolk, including the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn and the James Paget in Galston. A Norfolk and Waveney CCG spokesperson said, "No one wants to stay in hospital longer than they need to, so if you are a family member or friend, if you feel you can help, please speak with the nurse in charge." The CCG has said patients can also help by choosing the right service for their health and care needs and only visiting emergency departments or calling 999 in the case of a genuine life-threatening emergency.
The multi-million pound revamp of Anglia Square has been handed a further blow after the government's heritage advisor called for the scheme to be rejected. Historic England has formally objected to Western Home's plans for the shopping centre, saying the scale and mass of development would be fundamentally at odds with Norwich's character. The watchdog says the plans, which include 14 buildings ranging from 3 to 8 stories tall, would harm the city centre conservation area, listed buildings such as St Augustine's Church, and does not fit in with the planning policies. Up to 1,100 homes are proposed at the 11.5-acre site, along with retail and commercial space. But Historic England says the plans are a missed opportunity and is urging a significant reduction in the scale and mass of the proposals. "We believe it is possible to create a development that gives local people the facilities they need and which also fits with the historic character of the city." Previous plans for the site, which included the controversial 20-storey tower, were rejected by then local government secretary Robert Jenrick. The revised plans have also garnered objections from the Norwich Society and from SAVE, British Heritage. Western Homes has been approached for comment.
A bid to stop many Norwich City Centre offices from being turned into flats has been dealt a blow after the government said it would not support the current plan. Worried leaders at Norwich City Council wanted to bring in changes to the planning process amid concerns the city has been losing too much business space to homes. City Hall leaders fear a loss of office space is weakening the centre's role as an economic hub, while some of the flats which are being created are not of good enough quality. The city has lost around 30% of its office stock since a change to planning rules in 2013, which made it easier for commercial properties to become housing. City Hall sought a power called an Article 4 direction, covering the whole of the city centre to remove what are known as permitted development rights. But the Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities has told the council the whole of the city centre is too big an area, so it will not allow the directive the council sought. Officers have asked the council to review the geographic area where the direction would apply, saying it needs to apply to a much smaller area. Officers will need to collate further evidence to identify the streets or specific office buildings which need protecting.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Arshant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, the editor was Sarah Lusher and Eddie Elmhurst was a sound recordist with support from Stuart King. Don't forget to keep listening as Chat Around and then Norwich Citizen will follow. So from me, Pauline Goldsworthy, goodbye.
And from me, Mike Spivey, goodbye.